tune into whatever intention you have for this very practice. Phrase it in the present tense. For example, if you wish to be relaxed, phrase it as, I am relaxation itself, that which is available to you at this present time, rather than something waiting in the future. If it's to be at peace, or whatever comes to you at this moment as the intention for this very practice, allow it to present itself. Don't overanalyze it. Don't overthink it. Allow it to spontaneously arise. And if nothing comes up, if it's elusive, that's fine too. And just notice how it settles. Where does it fall within your physical sense? Is there an energetic quality? What images or emotions are associated with it? Just observe it. Just be aware of it. And then, to the extent possible, if your heart dharma is evident, your sense of intention for your entire life, however it shows up. And it may change over time. It may be elusive. It may be something that doesn't make sense, but it may be something that just feels right. Just notice how it shows up, where it seems to land. And again, what type of energy comes along with it? What emotion or thoughts, images, without overanalyzing? How does it seem to show up at this moment? It may be clear or it may be elusive. Doesn't matter. It's whatever shows up at this moment in time. And then your inner resource, that sense of security, strength, resilience, wholeness, however you construe it, however you experience it, that which you have relied upon without perhaps even being aware of it, to get you through difficult experiences. Take a moment to allow that to emerge to the extent possible. It may be associated with a particular image, memory, phrase, song even. How does it seem to show up at this moment? And again, it may be elusive or it may be very clear. But how does it arrive as a felt sense, primarily? How does it show up as a felt sense? And where does it reside? Does it reside somewhere or nowhere? Doesn't matter. Whatever it is for this moment, how is it showing up? And it doesn't have to make logical sense. It's just that sense of security, strength, resilience, sense of wholeness. And then set these intentions aside for a moment. let him step aside a bit to the edge of the spotlight, perhaps, and they're still within your broader sense of awareness, and you're simply allowing yourself to welcome in any sensation, simply observing and witnessing any sensation that's available. Bring your awareness to your mouth. Observe the sensations of the tongue. Sensation of the tongue arising in awareness. The physical presence of the tongue. Any sense of taste that may be residing on the tongue. Sense of moisture, perhaps, or dryness. The tongue simply is sensation. Sense of the floor of the mouth, the lower gums and teeth. The upper gums and teeth. Sense of the roof of the mouth. And perhaps I invite you even to move the tongue along the roof of the mouth if you want. It's your practice. Just to notice the sensation there. Witnessing it arising in your broader sense of consciousness. Experiencing the left cheek, inner left cheek, inner right cheek, back of the throat, front of the mouth and lips, experiencing the entire mouth as simply a field of sensation, awareness radiating to the left ear. The inner left ear, the expanse of the outer left ear, to the extent possible experiencing the various folds, nooks and crannies of the ear. Sense of sound, sound arising in consciousness through your left ear. Inner right ear. Sensing the physical presence of the inner right ear. The expanse of the outer right ear. The various folds and nooks and crannies of the outer right ear. Witnessing any sound that's being brought into awareness through the outer right ear. Experiencing both ears now simultaneously, part of your physical body separated by space, experiencing both ears simultaneously, including any sense of sound, sound outside of the room, simply welcoming it, sound outside of the room, inside the room. Sound within the body itself, perhaps. The physical presence of the ears, as well as the sense of hearing. Perhaps being aware of the sense of space between the ears themselves, the space within the skull. Left eye, the physical presence of the left eye. Right eye, physical presence of the right eye. Both eyes simultaneously. both eyes simultaneously, simply sensation arising in awareness. The play of light and color, darkness, all that your sense of vision is bringing into awareness at this moment. Sense of spaciousness in back of the eyes, the sense of space in back of the eyes. Sense of your nostrils, perhaps allowing the sense of breath to articulate the form of the nostrils, the form of the nose. Perhaps the sense of the nasal cavity and sinuses themselves. Sense of the left cheek. Sense of the right cheek. Sense of the forehead. Top of the head. Back of the head. Sense of the entire head in all directions simultaneously. Sensation radiating down through the neck, sensing the back of the neck, the bones of the back of the neck, the muscles on the side. Perhaps a sense of the pulse of blood traveling through the neck. Sense of the windpipe. Perhaps a sense of the voice box itself. Perhaps bring a sense of quiet to the voice box, should that be accessible to you. Sensation radiating from the neck, from the throat, to the left shoulder. Sense of the left shoulder, the upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, back of the hand. Sense of the fingers, and feel free to move the fingers should you so desire. It's your practice. Sense of the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand. Sense of the palm of the hand as sensation arising in awareness. Sensation of the right shoulder. Upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, back of the hand. And if you wish to bring movement to the fingers, go right ahead. The thumb, index, middle, ring, pinky finger, palm of the right hand. Simply observing the sensation of the palm of the right hand. Experiencing now palms of both hands simultaneously. Palms of both hands simultaneously. Sensation arising within awareness. Sense of both arms. Sense of the chest. Feeling the sense of the front of the chest. The upper back. The sense of the ribs and upper spine of the upper back. The left side. Right side. Sense the entire upper portion of the torso in all directions simultaneously. Then going deep within, perhaps sensing the heart itself, awareness in heart center. Sense of the lungs, left side and right side. Feeling the diaphragm. The lower spine. Lower back. Front of the belly. Left side. Right side. Experiencing now the entire lower torso in all directions. The surface, and then deeper still, deep in the organs of digestion, the center of the belly. Experiencing the pelvis, the solidity of the pelvis, the sense of the organs of the pelvis, the left hip, upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, top of the foot, the toes, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe, sole of the left foot. Experiencing now the right hip, upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, top of the foot, the toes, big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth toe, sole of the right foot. Experiencing now the soles of both feet simultaneously. Both feet simultaneously. Sensing the back of the body. The back of the heels, the back of the legs, glutes, lower back, upper back, backs of the arms touching the floor, the neck, the back of the head. Just observe the sensation, the experience of contact with that which supports you at this moment. Not doing anything, just being. Observing the front of the body. Witnessing the left side, right side, the entire body. To the extent possible, the entire body as a field of sensation, and just take a moment to observe that which seems clear and evident, and that which may be elusive or not so clear, even if there's areas where you don't feel anything at all, that's okay. Just what are you observing at this moment? Experiencing the sense of the breath. The body breathing itself, not doing anything with the breath, just breathing. Observing the inhale. Observing the exhale. Observing how the inhale and exhale show up. What is the shape of the inhale and exhale within your awareness of your physical body? Just observing. How does it show up in the front? Back? Left side? Right side? In all directions, experiencing the expansion in all directions on the inhale, the gentle contraction. The gentle contraction of the exhale. Witnessing the sense of stillness at the bottom of the exhale before the inhale begins. And the stillness on the top of the inhale before the exhale begins. Those momentary pauses. Simply witnessing whatever energy is evident with the breath Perhaps there's a sense of the circulation of the body, the sense of the heart. Perhaps what's available may include a sense of the pulses within the body. And that's okay if they're not evident. That's totally all right. Just whatever's present now. And take a moment to also just be aware of any sensations, other sensations within the body, sensations of warmth, coolness, density, lightness, whatever shows up. They don't have to be within the words I am using. Just what is available, and what might the opposite of it be, and where is that available, if it's available? Observing whatever emotional state is available right now, what's the mood? What is the mood? And what other emotions may be percolating, coming into awareness and then dissipating? There's a tendency to name them when you're attending to them, and that's fine. And then let the naming perhaps step aside. Let the analysis step aside. And just observe how whatever emotions are evident, how they show up as a felt sense. How do they show up as a felt sense? Where do they seem to land somewhere, or are they nowhere? Either way is okay. And often emotions are associated with different thoughts or beliefs. They may be independent, or there may be some thoughts that are evident. Simply note whatever thoughts or beliefs or cogitations are being brought into awareness right now at this moment. What images are evident, what memories. But simply observing them, not thinking them. The thoughts are independent to the extent possible. And it's okay if you find yourself carried away with a thought and you engage in analysis and thinking. If that happens, totally cool, just notice how that feels. What's the felt sense of doing that? And then bring yourself back to witnessing, just observing the thoughts as they arise. Thoughts, emotions, they follow the five rites of Shiva. They're born, they arise and mature, they stabilize, then they begin to dissipate. They go into decline and then they pass on. Just take a few moments to simply observe the thoughts arising. And falling. Witnessing now to the extent possible, if it's available, whatever sense of joy may be evident or present. It may be very clear, it may be elusive, not there at all, it may be strong, or it may be very subtle. May be associated with a particular memory, or it may be part and parcel of simply being right now. as a felt sense. Simply observing, simply witnessing, being, simply witnessing whatever sense of joy might be available. Then inviting that sense of intention. It could be the intention for this practice, or your heart dharma, or your inner resource. That sense of you that from which you derive a sense of strength, resilience, wholeness. How does it show up now? Simply observing how it shows up now, at this moment in time. It may have changed. It may be the same. Either way is fine. How does it show up at this time? And just notice how it settles as a felt sense at this moment. Where does it show up energetically? What emotion goes along with it? Just noticing it. Not analyzing, just noticing. What thoughts are associated with it? Bring your awareness for a moment back to the breath, observing the sense of the inhale, sense of the exhale, the form that the breath takes. And then be aware of your feet. The left foot, right foot simultaneously. Knees. Belly. Heart center. Throat. Roof of the mouth, forehead, top of the head, and then experiencing to the extent possible the entire body. In a moment, the bell will ring, which is an invitation to allow movement to find you. You could do the habitual, whatever you do at the end of a class, to bring movement back in, or allow some other movement to come forth. It's okay. As you do so, there's a tendency to snap back into default mode consciousness. And that's fine. Notice how that feels when it occurs. But try to also invite a continuation of this broader sense of awareness.